Bradford Today welcomes your letters to the editor at natasha@bradfordtoday.ca. The please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter from Jim Payne, a longtime Bradford resident, is an open letter to Bradford West Gwillimbury Mayor James LeDuc and councillors. There is a lot of hand-clapping, handshaking and patting on the back on the part of the provincial government and the blinded municipal governments in the GTA and surrounding areas. Local mayors and councillors, including Bradford Council, are welcoming the news that Premier Ford is ignoring all expert advice to push ahead with the construction of highways and housing development that will have a detrimental impact on our increasingly fragile environment. I am disappointed that Bradford Council is so eager to get behind Premier Ford's misguided sense of progress. Premier Ford uses strong-arm tactics to bully those who oppose his vision that sacrifices the environment and its contribution to our well-being. This is not a responsible trade-off, the environment for bricks, mortar and asphalt. Furthermore, the Premier wants to fast-track all this development. Premier Ford has dismissed the recent protest to save the Greenbelt, vowing to forge ahead and build regardless of the environmental impact. Contrary to the assurances of the Ford government, this type of reckless development offers no long-term benefits for local communities. This will only benefit the developers, who will continue to dictate where they will build houses and highways. I have to wonder what Premier Ford and his lackeys are getting to turn a blind eye to the wanton destruction of sensitive wetlands and green spaces and valuable agricultural land. Some call people who oppose the destruction of environmentally sensitive green spaces and cutting down trees bleeding hearts living in a fantasy world. However, Ford and his supporters are living in denial if they believe the indiscriminate development of wetlands, forests and farmland will have no impact on the existence of life for future generations. The arrogance and greed of developers are allowing them to destroy the sensitive balance of the ecosystem regardless of the consequences for the future. This is a trade-off we should not be prepared to accept. Not to mention all these new homes that are to be built faster, in accordance with Bill 23, will put a strain on existing municipal infrastructures, forcing municipalities to pay for the upgrades without any help from the provincial government. It is time for municipalities to take a united stand against Premier Ford's plan for environmental destruction and move toward saving the Greenbelt. Jim Payne, Bradford.